When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Empty the chamber. And how do you do that? We're 6 seconds. We're 8 point feet. Everything you got. Turn that shit up. Let's go.
Welcome to Scoop World Order. It is Michigan State week. We are moving along in the season. We have another opponent that we should crush. We finished up Rutgers about how we expected it, 49-10. These guys know that if they get through Michigan State, they get to their favorite week of the entire year, and that is the bye week. And these guys on the bye week after practice, if they do well and Ryan is cool, unless I'm going on Thursday, these guys will be on the first thing smoking to head home. Some of these guys are gonna be heading back to Florida, Georgia, Texas, wherever the families are, go to the high school game on Friday, be the kind of the big shot on campus, and then head back on Sunday to the Woody Hayes and get back to work and start prepping in. But I think that this is a critical week, and it is the first road game. The opponent is Michigan State, who traditionally has been better than they are this year. They are really struggling this year, and I think that we are going to lay the wood to them. That being said, as always, I'm thankful and grateful for you guys. Thank you guys so much for subscribing to the channel. We are growing like crazy. Comment down below. I want your MVPs of the Rutgers game on offense and defense. Give me someone other than Chop. Mayan Williams is going to be obviously the guy that everyone's going to pick. So let's just say for everybody that you get Mayan. So give me someone else on offense. Defensively, give me someone other than Steel Chambers, someone that you liked, maybe a young guy, maybe Kai Stokes. He got thrown in there real early. If you enjoy this content, leave us a like, subscribe to the channel, send it to your friends because we're growing like crazy, and we thank you so much for it. That being said, I'm going to bring in one of our newest contributors. He's not the newest now because C. Grant just signed up tonight. So B. Moses, what is going on? Big fan. You are a legend in the Ohio State podcasting realm. You decided to join up with Buckeye Scoop. Welcome, my friend. How are you tonight?
I'm great, man. I am great, feeling good. And I know this team is racing for this bye week as well. They're just itching to, you know, put the Spartans away and get to that bye week. I already know.
It's literally the greatest feeling in the world when you can get, especially you're undefeated, third in the country, get a week off. A lot of these guys are beat to crap. Bodies are terrible. I'm sure Ryan will practice them hard. Probably I'd say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He'll say, hey, you can book your flight for Thursday night. Maybe if he's trying to be tough, Friday morning, get him out of there. But Trestle, it was always, Thursday night we're out, and then Friday get to chill, maybe have a lift, then Saturday you're chilling at home, watching the games, get to be a college football fan. What do you think is the most important thing to get out of these next 10 days or so regarding the Michigan State game and then, the scrimmage-like practices they generally have during the bye week?
I would say just playing a clean game from the standpoint of making sure the little penalty demon that we were dealing with starting with Notre Dame doesn't pop back up on the road, mm-hmm. number one. Also, C.J. Stroud, not that he's been bad, he's been good, but just, seeing if he can kind of make sure he's not trying to do too much and just being efficient and kind of, getting on track with that coming off the Rutgers game where he looked like he was a little disinterested and just kind of forcing things, just playing a good, clean, efficient game before they hit the bye week. I think that's probably the top. And special teams. They need to figure out where they're going to put Ebuka at on punt returns, so he doesn't have to keep catching over the shoulder punt returns.
Yeah, I think Emeka should be on the sidelines during punt returns. Put Jaden Ballard or put somebody else back there so that, you know, because I get nervous with Marvin and Emeka being our top two receivers by a country mile with Jackson Smith and Jigba being out. I think that, yeah, there's a guy like Jaden who's itching for a role. And, you know, with Julian Fleming kind of taking over as the number three receiver and playing, you know, a heavy amount of snaps, I think that it'd be great to put Jaden back there so that he kind of has a distinct role on the team as opposed to being just, you know, kind of a sixth man that comes in for a few plays to give, you know, one of the top three guys a blow. What do you think, if you can make one adjustment in terms of a substitution somewhere on the team, is there one you would make and which one would it be?
You said an adjustment for the substitution.
If you could start someone that maybe put Ty Leak in at three technique, maybe start, you know, put Zach Harrison at three technique. If there's someone else you'd rather see that you've seen off the bench that you like, maybe play Kai Stokes as the adjuster safety. He got in it real early in the game when Tanner had that concussion. Is there anyone that you would swap out at this point on offense or defense, even if it's just a single guy?
That's a good question. Offense, I'm going to say no. I think I like where everybody's playing and how they're coming on the offense. Defense, I did mention in my video earlier about Zach Harrison. I know he was at the three tech position mainly in the third down in the rushman package, but I wouldn't mind seeing him at that position, maybe on second down, and see what he can do. I mean, see if he can cause some havoc on early downs, because he's starting to come on as well. So that would be one. I don't know if I'm ready for Kai Stokes to step in there yet, because he showed he was a little – he needs to learn the run game a little more. You know, he was in on that play when Allen ran for 70 yards, and I think he was one of the responsible players who kind of let him break contain. So I would say Zach Harrison at the three tech, like you said, but that's about it at this point.
Yeah, I think that I put Sonny in. Yeah, you know, see if Sonny can go, especially if Tanner, you know, if Tanner's got a real concussion, you know, because concussions are kind of like ankle sprains. There's some ankle sprains where you're out for a day, and there's some where you're out for 6 months. So I don't know how bad of a concussion you got, but if you got to hold him, you know, one of these young guys, you know, I mean, they put Kai in immediately, and maybe, you know, we got a new guy making a start. And but you know, you just never know how severe of a concussion it was. And plus, you know, for some of these guys, like, if I'm, you know, Tanner McAllister, I don't know if I want one of these freshmen, and I don't know if I want Kai Stokes in, because he might not give it back. It's kind of like, you know, like Travion, you know, I think he was probably healthy enough to play, but he probably was a little dinged up, like tiny dinged up, and they held him at the last second. He wasn't on the availability report with any type of injury, and then all of a sudden he didn't play in the game. So, yeah, but like after I see, you know, Mayan get five touchdowns and be the national player of the week and everything, it's like, that kind of cures all that ails me, you know, because you don't want to get Wally pipped and lose your spot. I mean, that was like when I played, that was my biggest motivation. So you don't, when you're the king, you don't want to have anybody sitting in your throne, because all of a sudden you might not be able to get your throne back, and then you're going to be the guy standing there watching. And I'm not saying that's going to happen to Travion, but you know, some of these young guys are really good, and you don't want to give them a shot to have that breakout performance while you're sitting there nursing an injury that you could have played on. So what do you see? I know it's early in the week, and I've only watched a couple of Michigan State games so far just to kind of study them. Last year was an absolute avalanche in the first half. I mean, it was as bad of a beatdown as I've ever seen for a team that was allegedly, you know, it was just, the amazing part about college football is the team that we just destroyed beat Michigan somehow. And then we go up into Ann Arbor, lay an absolute egg. And I think that our guys were kind of schedule watching, where they looked and they said, oh, well, these guys beat Michigan and we crushed them, so we're going to go up there and we'll beat Michigan. And I think that that's a real thing that kids do, because frankly, I used to do it. I used to look at scores and say, oh, we beat Indiana by 72 and, you know, they beat Michigan, beat them by 10. So, you know, we're that much better than Michigan or whatever. It's like, What do you expect this week between Ohio State and Michigan State? Obviously, you know, no one's would ever project Michigan State to win. I don't even know if they can be competitive at this point, because offensively they're just so bad, and defensively, where they've always been good, they're actually just as bad. They're bottom, you know, three or four in the conference across the board on offense and defense, which is amazing. And shout out to my guy Mel Tucker, because he got that bag big time last year. Because as soon as soon as he got that bag, it was like you know, when Samson lost his hair in the Bible and all of a sudden he wasn't strong no more. It was like that was Mel, man. And Mel, I love Mel. Mel, he was at my high school with Jim Tressel recruiting me, and he was always great to me. And you know, but man, they gave him that bag, man, and it was like all the mojo was gone. So what do you project for this week out of Michigan State?
I mean, listen, man, Michigan State, you could put them in the bag with Penn State. We are their Super Bowl, period. They're going to play their best game. Mel Tucker's going to have his best stuff. They probably have stuff for the past few weeks prepared for this game. I mean, they're not good on defense in the secondary, but they're going to – I think he's going to mix up looks. He's going to bring different blitzes that he hasn't shown on film yet. They're going to do different things to try to confuse Stroud, to try to put pressure – in different ways that we're not expecting. They're going to do everything they possibly can. Because if you can either beat Ohio State or, you know, play a close game to Ohio State, you know, the natives locally might, you know, start to kind of go easy on you if you're having a tough season. But we just need to execute, man, and be disciplined and patient. And work through all that. If we do that, we good to go. But he's definitely going to come at us with some.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Stuff we haven't seen on film.
Yeah, and it's weird because I feel like Michigan State's a little bit more disciplined than they used to be. When we used to play them, they were the most talkative bunch of morons. Like those guys in Illinois were like, Wisconsin under Bielema was terrible. I mean, the guys just never shut up. And I don't really feel that for Michigan State anymore. I feel like they got cleaned up a decent amount, but I agree with you. I think that something that people don't think about enough when teams play Ohio State is all of these kids want to go play in the National Football League. Their whole dream is to make it to the league, get paid, get drafted. And all of these kids know that if the NFL scouts, if they're going to evaluate you, they're going to watch one game. How did you do against Ohio State? That's it. They're not going to watch you against Indiana. They're not going to watch you against Akron or Youngstown State. They're going to watch, how did you do against the Buckeyes? If you're a defensive end, how did you do against Paris Johnson? How did you do against DeJuan? Like that's the benchmark. So these kids always, and it was like that when I played, like teams that weren't great, you watch them on film, would play out of their minds when they played against us because they know, like that. I mean, you're legitimately is the Super Bowl for them. And that's how, you know, it's the hardest part about being at Ohio State is everyone you play against generally is going to be up. And that might not matter if you're just that much better than there. It didn't matter with Wisconsin, didn't matter with, I mean, Notre Dame in the first half, they were playing out of their minds and they were beating us in the third quarter, which again, that's, they didn't have the horsepower in the end of the game, but they were beating us. But that's something that people don't think about enough is that these guys really get up for us. What do you, coming down the stretch in the season, you know, who, give me two guys that you think maybe haven't made huge impacts or maybe they've made moderate impacts thus far in the season, but you think their roles could increase, because again, this is the season, it just keeps getting longer. Like they're up to 15 games. They're going to go to 16 games when they add another round of the playoffs. So these seasons are long and you need guys that you maybe not hadn't heard about in the first five games. And then the last, you know, seven or eight, they become like real factors. Give me a couple guys you think potentially could fill that role.
I definitely, for whatever reason, it's funny you ask this, but I've been feeling in my gut that Ballard is going to step in and really serve the Devin Smith role, that nine route role, you know, for the offense. I feel like we saw his speed on that touchdown against who was that against? Was that against Toledo?
Yeah.
He had the long touchdown, and yeah. we saw his speed, you know, on that play. We've been hearing about it for years, but I think he's going to crack the rotation a little more down the stretch, because if you think about it, defenses are going to be paying attention to the underneath guys, Ibuka and Marvin Harrison, you know, and, you know, sneak him out, you know, on that nine route, man-to-man coverage, boom, and kind of take the top off the defense. That's one. And defensively, that is a good question. I'm kind of going back and forth between Caden Curry and maybe a little more Cam Martinez. Cam Martinez is a playmaker. I kind of want to see him not just on defense, but maybe put him at punt return, man. If he can catch the ball cleanly, you know, we've seen his high school film with a gajillion touchdowns, and a lot of those touchdowns were on kick return and punt returns. The dude is electric. So those are two players I think could make an impact depth-wise down the stretch. Caden Curry is a monster, man. So those are my two guys that I would think of that can make an impact late.
For me, I'm going to keep going with my guy, you know, the Secret Service, Super Sport, Sonny Styles. I don't know what. I'm trying to figure out a good nickname for a guy that's got SS as his thing, but Super Sport seems pretty cool because he's big and fast like a Super Sport is. But he, you know, that's the kid that got in the third play of the game against Wisconsin, and they had him on the edge because he's a big dude, took on a fullback, clocked him, wasn't scared, which for a 17-year-old is rare. And I just think that you're going to need potentially bigger guys in the back. And if you're going to run the 4-2-5, I think that your third safety against Michigan needs to be a bigger guy. It needs to be a guy that can sock guys, a guy like Sonny. Again, he's maybe the biggest freak of nature on the team, which is saying something, but he's 6'3" and he's huge. Like I saw that kid when he was at camp last year and I couldn't believe how big he was. And I was like, oh my God, like, and I don't know if he's going to be Sean Taylor. I don't know if he's going to be Micah Parsons. I don't know what he's going to be. But I know that kid is a kid that when you need a big physical dude who ain't scared, and I'm not saying any of our guys are scared on defense, because if you're scared, Jim Knowles is going to have you standing next to him. Because Jim Knowles he's nuts. He's not going to let you go out there scared and timid and weak and not giving effort. But I love how Sonny's trending. And, you know, when you study the film as much as I do, you see how early he's getting into games, and he's third play of the game against Wisconsin. He's up there and they're not hiding him. He's not playing deep safety. He's playing right on the line of scrimmage. It's almost like a Sam linebacker taking on a fullback, you know, who's probably a fifth year guy from Pewaukee, Wisconsin, and ready to big neck roll, trying to kill this little dude off the edge. And Sonny stoned him. I was like, yeah, that's what we're going to need against Michigan. And you know, Penn State, you know, they whipped Auburn, and they've got, you know, a good line this year. So, you know, when you need a physical guy who's a, you know, he's like the ultimate hybrid between a Sam outside linebacker and a strong safety. And that's kind of like what the third guy in Jim Knowles' defense is, that third safety is. So it's going to be interesting to see what his role is. I'm going to wrap this thing up. I know you've got to run. You got to do the most important thing in the world is put the kids to bed. I have to do the same thing. So, but any closing comments? I know that you are going to be really active on the Buckeye Scoop message board. What can our faithful expect from B Moses going forward? Obviously, we're going to be podcasting like crazy. I love having you on a podcast. I love your perspective. Love your thoughts on the board. You know, can people ask you questions? Where can they find you on social media? Shout out your, I don't know if you do Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, whatever you're on, shout that out right now so people can follow you. And welcome to Scoop, my man. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, man, I'm super excited as well, man. I just got another shot in the arm. I was already motivated just because, but you know, I got even more energy now to pump out some good content. But definitely be getting more and more podcasts. That's for sure. On the board, you can absolutely ask me questions. Tag me, ask me questions. I give my thoughts. I'll be making more funny memes. I like to do that.
I love those. Absolutely.
yeah, anything related to Buckeye football or whatever, like it's whatever. I'm going to be more active on the board, posting and engaging and things like that. You can find me at Buckeye Sports Talk with B Moses on Facebook. I have a really good, thriving page there. I'm also on Instagram with the same name. And then I'm on Twitter, B Moses 30 on Twitter. So make sure you follow me there. I haven't quite got into TikTok yet, but I'm tempted. I see some folk, you know, like Zach Smith killing it on TikTok. So I'm a little tempted, but we'll see what's up with that. But you can find me at those places for now.
Just to be clear, it's B, then it's M-O-S-E-S, correct?
Yep, B dot M-O-S-E-S. Okay. Yeah, that's how you can find me, yep.
Okay, so it's at, just spell it at B Moses, and you said 33?
On Twitter. You're on Twitter? No, yeah. Twitter is at BMoses 30. So at BMoses 30
Perfect. Twitter. Good. Yeah. So you guys check my man out, like his content, find him on Facebook. Gonna be cranking these podcasts. Again, we got you, we got C Grant, we got TJ Downing. Like, we've got a cast of characters. It's gonna be hilarious. So me, C, and TJ literally were podcasting at 3 a.m. on last Friday. So We were breaking down film, and we literally went for like 90 minutes. I looked down, I was like, oh my God, I got to go to bed. It was like 4:30 in the morning. And like, we were all awake because C works in oil and gas, and TJ does color commentary for high school games. And I just happened to be up at 2 a.m. and I was like, are any of you guys up? And they were both up. So we got them in there. We broke down film, and it was a blast. Hey, so cracking. Yeah, I was going to say, I won't have you come out of that ungodly hour, but like, you know, get you and C and TJ together. I mean, they're fantastic, and they're really funny. I was dying laughing listening to C tell some of these stories. So, well, I appreciate you, brother. I'm going to wrap this thing up, and we're going to head to the board. So, as always, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much, Scoop family. We are growing like crazy. We are really excited about B Moses, C Grant, TJ Downing, national champions. We've got a ton of experience. Some guys that are experts, different areas, X's and O's, former players, great podcasters. So we're really cranking the material. We appreciate all of your support. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a like. And if you guys are into just the audio portions of the podcast, please find us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Search Morning Scoop. We have a feed that basically all of the most important stuff that happens in the day for Ohio State. You can listen to it, whether it's press conferences, whether it's anything that is important that you guys would like to listen to. We have, along with all of our fantastic podcasts, we are up to 5 different podcasts that we're pushing right now. They're all great. Fantastic mix of characters and some really good stuff. So if you enjoyed this, leave us a like, click subscribe, spread the word, send it to your friends, your family, your coworkers. We appreciate you guys as always. And in the comments, give me those MVPs. I love when you guys, I read every comment. I love your comments. So I appreciate you guys. And shout out where you're from, baby. You guys have been doing that a lot. And I always love reading where you guys are listening from. So that being said, thank you so much, Buckeye Nation. And thank you, Scoop family. It's time to get ready to beat the Spartans. And the best way to do that is join BuckeyeScoop.com. I'm about to go jump on those boards. So if you haven't joined yet, give us a shot. You'll probably love it. Thank you, guys. You guys have a great day. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.